I'm so grateful that there is this technological innovation in the form of unmanned systems. This is a huge breakthrough. It's going to change the face of battle in the future. It's going to be an extraordinary development that will save lives on our side and will mean unrelenting pursuit of our enemies until they're vanquished.
Well, let's get into these machines that they call them. How big are they?
Well, these things are amazing because you can have one as little as the Wasp, which is a micro unmanned aerial vehicle. That thing can be 5 inches long and have a 13-inch wingspan, or be 15 inches long and have a 28.5-inch wingspan. Only weighs a pound, and this thing can be launched by a soldier in the field with his hand, and is being used right now in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And these things can go a distance of 3 miles. They have cameras that can pick up infrared as well as color and transmit that back to a handheld device by the soldier and inform them of where the immediate enemy is that he's facing, exactly how they're positioning themselves so that he can destroy them. And that's a small one, and then you have ones that are enormous, like the Global Hawk, which has a 45.5-foot-long fuselage, has a 116-foot wingspan, weighs 22,900 pounds, flies at a height of some 15,000 feet, altitude up to 40,000 feet, and moves at a good pace of 404 miles per hour and can go up to 497 miles per hour. These unmanned vehicles are really the way of the future, not just the aerial ones, but there's also unmanned ground vehicles, unmanned maritime vehicles. These things are extraordinary because the technological abilities that they contain enable them to not only perform intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, but also to do precision targeting, precision kills, to identify chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear hazards, to be interoperable in their communications with war fighters and with other unmanned systems, to do search and rescue, to do eavesdropping, to do cyber and electronic attacks on the enemy, to detect seismic activity that may indicate the presence of testing for nuclear weapons, battlefield mapping, operation in high-risk areas, operation without any pilot fatigue, extremely long missions. In fact, DARPA, the Defense Research Agency, is developing research that will enable these UAVs to fly for as long as 5 years continuously without ever coming back down to ground. There are ways of refueling these things electronically with laser beams from the ground so that they never have to land. I mean, this is phenomenal stuff. We really do have, in the next 5 to 10 years, an enormous transformation is going to take place in the way in which this country goes to war, and that will involve unmanned vehicles having a central role and replacing manned vehicles and saving lives on our side. It's enormous. To think that somebody located at CIA in Langley or at Creech Air Force Base in Indian Springs, Nevada, can pilot a vehicle 5 time zones away or 6 time zones away, thousands of miles away, and can see the enemy with real time and can track that enemy and can fire a missile, laser-guided missile, and directly hit that enemy without any exposure of American life to risk is phenomenal.